Welcome to the healing power of your dreams on UK Health Radio. I'm Teresa Chung, dream decoder, spiritual growth expert, and your guide to the hidden wisdom of your inner world. Each week, we explore how your nighttime dreams, daydreams, and waking intuitions hold powerful messages for healing, insight, manifesting, and personal transformation. Even just by listening each week, you'll start tuning in more deeply to your own inner voice, waking up with greater clarity, purpose, a sense of connection to the invisible strings in your life, and dreams and gratitude for them on your mind. So join me weekly, live or on demand, and just like a dream, expect the unexpected. A single dream is more powerful than a thousand realities. Welcome, everyone, to my weekly show on UK Health Radio, where dreams really can come true. And as the year draws to a close and we welcome in the new one, dreams for the year ahead are often on our mind. Did you know that in some cultures, the first dream of the new year is believed to set the tone for the year ahead? So, to help you wake up with dreams and gratitude on your mind and make the very best of your dreams when you wake up to 2026, I have a sublime special guest for you. It's a real treat, everyone. His name is Peter Sterling, and he's a world-renowned New Age harpist, recording artist, and spiritual messenger, whose music is often described as celestial, healing, and transcendent. For over 25 years, Peter has been guided by angelic beings whose presence first came to him during powerful meditations in the red rocks of Sedona. Those encounters inspired him to begin playing the harp, an instrument he never studied, unlocking a divine channel of sound that has since touched hearts and souls around the globe. With multiple chart-topping albums and international acclaim, Peter's music is known to facilitate deep states of peace, visioning, and connection to higher realms. His experiences with angels, precognition, and vivid spiritual dreams have shaped not only his musical journey, but his entire life path. Peter is also the author of Hearing the Angels Sing, a profound memoir of awakening and angelic guidance, and many other works, which I know he's going to talk about to us today, as well as his sublime music. Hello, Peter.
Hello, Teresa. So good to be here with you today.
Oh, it's wonderful. And apologies, everyone. You can hear my dog in the background barking. And that's excitement, because I think dogs pick up on energy and they sense Peter's wonderful energy. But Peter, your journey with the harp began after you had angelic visitations in Sedona. Mm-hmm. Can you share with listeners of UK Health Radio, some of whom may know you, but some of whom may be totally new to your work, mm-hmm. what those initial encounters were like and how they guided you to the harp? Mm.
Yeah, they were incredibly fantastical and mystical and transcendent. It was something that occurred kind of spontaneously. For me, I was drawn to Sedona in the late 1980s, and maybe some of your listeners are aware of Sedona, but it's a beautiful place in northern Arizona in the desert southwest here. We have very famous for the beautiful red rock formations here, these majestic red rocks that rise from the desert landscape. And there's ancient canyons here that I've spent a lot of time exploring. And I was drawn here back, as I was saying, in the late 1980s. And when I got here, it was like a force that pulled me out into these backcountry ancient canyons where I would hike and explore by myself for hours every day. And there was something, there was a presence there that I felt. And I was listening to my inner voice, and my inner voice was telling me to just immerse myself in this beautiful landscape and the silence and the serenity that exists there. And it was by sitting, huh? Did you say something?
No, carry on.
Yeah, and so I was just guided. My inner voice was telling me to just go and sit in the silence of these ancient canyons. And so that's what I did. And there was really a palpable energy that I experienced there and a vibration like emanating from the red rocks. So I just allowed myself to come into resonance with this energy and the silence. And that became the portal for me into another dimension. I went very, very deep into a meditative state and was able to go to a place that in yoga they would call it samadhi, where there was just no thought, and I could maintain and sustain this kind of no thought state in my mind and my body completely relaxed for longer and longer periods. And it was by doing that, sitting in the silence and going deep into it, where I began to perceive music. And at first it was very faint, but then as I tuned into it, it became louder. And at first I thought maybe somebody was out in the forest with me playing some classical music on a portable stereo, boombox or something, and I was catching it on the wind, kind of drifting across the landscape. But then I realized, nope, this was something of a divine origin. And this sound was so beautiful, and it got louder, and then I could hear the angels singing the heavenly sounds. And I had heard stories and read books about certain mystics and saints that had spoken of the inner music, you know, the music of the angels or the music of the spheres. There's many names for it. But here I was all of a sudden having my own experience, and I was hearing something of a celestial nature, and the vibration of it, the essence of it was so pure and so beautiful that as I tuned into it, it just began to touch me in such a deep place that it tears spontaneously came forth, because I realized that this was something of a divine nature, and it was the most beautiful sound I had ever heard, and it was quite extraordinary. So that's how it started for me, sitting in the silence of the ancient canyons of Sedona, and quite a mystical experience. It was really life-changing.
I bet, and thank you for describing it so eloquently. I could almost visualize it as you were describing it. Prior to that, had you been drawn to the spiritual side of life? Was this
I
your
have.
natural instinct anyway? Was it in your family? I'm keen to know your life kind of prior to that.
It really was. I've kind of been on a mystical journey since I was a small child, and it really started for me because I had my grandmother, my Irish grandmother, my mother's mother. She was a mystic, and she was one of my caretakers when I was young. And as it turned out, as I got older, I discovered that my grandmother was into Ekankar, which is a spiritual science, and it's known as the ancient science of soul travel. And it was really fascinating, a meditation technique that came, apparently it came from some Venusians from the planet Venus, who brought it to Earth and gave it to some Himalayan masters. And then that was passed down to a man named Paul Twitchell, who brought it from the East to the West in the 1950s. And that's when Ekankar was born here. And so my grandmother got into this, and I always knew she was into something. There was something going on with my grandmother. But as I got older and was becoming a teenager and going through the change, becoming a man, I was so curious, and I started really asking her more questions about what she was doing. And that's when she realized that I was ready. You know, I was old enough and I was ready and I was inquisitive. So that's when she started telling me about her journeys into the higher dimensions, into the causal plane and the ethereal planes of the higher celestial spheres. And she told me about connecting with angels and hearing the, she would just tell me she just hears the angels sing to her all day long. And I was so fascinated by that. And she told me she would, in her meditations, she would travel out of her body and go up into the causal plane and go to these golden temples of wisdom that exist on these other dimensions, and where she would be taught by ascended master type of teachers, you know, in robes. And there would be a lot of other students there, people in the dream time, because people were traveling in, because Ekankar, dreaming is very big with Ekankar. It accesses another state and level of consciousness. So people in the dream time, when they were dreaming at night, they would leave their body and go up to these temples in these other dimensions and learn mystical teachings from ascended masters. So My grandmother was telling me these wonderful stories about this. I was so fascinated and intrigued by this. And so that's when she started giving me the books at 15. And that's when I started to experiment with some of the meditation techniques myself. And that world began to open up for me. So I really blame it on my Irish grandmother.
That's
She's to
wonderful. It's
blame.
often like that. It passes down the generations, but clearly you were open to it and ready to receive
Yes.
messages from the angels. And I love what you say in the dream time. I'm thinking, oh, that's a great book title. I love it. That is so beautiful and perfect for this show. But for people
Yeah.
listening, as I said, who are new to this, and also the concept of angels, nobody's new to that. We all kind of have an idea of what angels are. But hearing you talk, someone who kind of lives and works and walks with angels all the time, senses them, channels them, can you explain to people who may be new to this what you believe angels are and what their role in our lives is, and how can we start to communicate with them ourselves?
Right. Well, my experience with the angels, as I was saying, when I was in the canyons of Sedona, it was over 30 years ago. And when they appeared to me, I heard the sound. And then as I went deeper into my meditation, there was an energy that came over me, and my inner voice was telling me to. The mantra that just kept coming to me was trust, surrender, and let go. Trust, surrender, and let go over and over. Because, when you're having a big opening like this into another state of consciousness or into another dimension of being, it can be overwhelming at times because it's such a huge expansion, and you kind of let go of your tether to the three-dimensional world, and you're being taken up into another dimension. So the inner voice was, or some sort of presence was speaking to me. I believe it was the angels. They kept telling me, trust, surrender, and let go. So I decided I would just completely release myself to that. And as I did, the energy that was coming over me really opened up my higher chakras. And it was like the top of my crown chakra opened up, and I was able to travel right out the top of my head, up that central pillar of light, and go up into my I am presence, or my Christ self, or there's different names for it, into my and connect with my soul star, my higher self, in that's in another dimensional plane, a higher aspect of myself. And when I went there, I saw the golden light. I was surrounded by this golden light, and I could hear the angels singing this beautiful sound. And like my third eye was very open. I was seeing into these other mystical dimensions, and I could sense that there was something around me. I could see some subtle shapes in the golden light. And then as I adjusted the focus of my inner vision, all of a sudden, to my astonishment, I was able to perceive that I was surrounded by a whole flock of angels. And these angels, the first ones I saw, these were the cherubs. The little chubby baby type,
Just so you actually saw, this is in your
Yes.
mind's eye.
In my
I
mind's eye,
in your mind's eye,
sure. In my mind's eye, yeah.
this is just such a gift for this time of year to hear this message. So you saw, was it tradition how we traditionally see cherubs? I mean,
Yes, exactly. I
yeah.
mean, for instance, I was in Europe last summer. And in Italy, and all the cathedrals, there's angels carved in all, cherubs are everywhere. So, and before this, I had no reference for angels or cherubs. I didn't know if they were real. I'd never really thought about them. And when I was in the canyons, I was playing my Native American flute, and I was calling forth my kind of Native American guides and spirit guides and
Whoa.
medicine animals and this sort of thing, kind of on the Native American thing. And then all of a sudden the angels showed up, and there they were, plain as day. And the cherubs, even though they look like little kind of baby kind of angels, they're not. They're very old souls. When you look at their faces, they're not babies. They're kind of old souls in this kind of baby-like form. And according to angelology, the cherubs are a very high order of angels, and they apparently exist closest to the throne of God or the Isle of Paradise to the light, you know? And then there's the multitudes of angels, the nine choirs of angels, different types of angels kind of expand out, but the cherubs are very, very close. And they're just amazing beings. So those were the first ones I saw, and it's just been an incredible journey in a relationship I have with them. They're extraordinary beings because their dwelling place is the celestial sphere of the angelic realms, but they are able to interpenetrate into our dimension here. And so many people see them, and they work miracles for us all the time. And so they came to me kind of classically as messengers because they appeared to me. And then I realized that I could communicate with them. We developed a telepathic connection where I could hear them speaking to me in my mind. And it was, you know, when I was seeing them, Teresa, I was looking around, I was, you know, in my mind's eye in another dimension, deep in like a meditative state. And they appeared to me, and I'm just like observing them. And then all of a sudden, I could hear in my mind, I could hear them talking amongst themselves. And they're like, "Look at him. Do you think he could see us?" You know,
Well, this is.
almost with a British accent, almost these little cherubs, very kind of so kind of funny. They're very cute, you know,
You hear that,
but very,
everyone?
huh?
Peter's angels are British. You hear that, everyone?
Yeah, they're very cute, you know, and.
Mean, it's clearly your inspiration and your the power of your belief in angels that creates your music. Because
Yes.
what's fascinating about you, Peter, as well, you are not trained as a musician,
No.
yet you've gone on to do so well in this field and be internationally
Yeah.
respected as a harpist. Now, your harp music, am I correct in saying you feel is channeled? And do you feel then that the angels you've just described to us are playing through you? And if that's the case, what energy or intention do you think they are trying to transmit through you,
Right.
us to hear?
Good question. Yeah. So, you know, when they appeared to me and then I developed a communication link up with them, eventually what happened was, you know, they revealed to me as classically as messengers, they came to me. Because leading up to this experience, when I was meditating in the canyons, I was on my spiritual journey and I was asking for my life work, my mission to be revealed to me. Why am I here? What's my life about? What am I to do with my life? Because I've always kind of been on a spiritual path and I knew I was, like many of your listeners, I knew I was a light worker. I knew I was here to help. And I had a sense that something big was happening on planet Earth, some sort of big change. So the angels came and then they communicated to me that my mission, should I choose to accept it, is to join with them. And that they would teach me that my mission was to bring to earth the music of heaven, what I call the heavenly harmonics, and that they would t that the instrument I was to play was the harp, and that they would teach me, and together we would work as a team to bring special music to earth at this time of the great change of the dawning of the golden age and the ascension. And they told me that, you know, the harp has the most pure tonal quality of any instrument. It truly is a heavenly instrument, and it is found all over the world in ancient antiquity. You know, it was played in ancient Egypt, in Greece, in Samaria, you know, all throughout the Middle East. In the time of Jesus, the harp and the lyre were very popular. David composed the Psalms in the Bible while strumming on his lyre harp. And then when he became king, King David played his harp for 40 years. And that was the greatest time of great peace and prosperity in Israel because he played his harp for the whole kingdom and people were so enchanted by him. So that's what they said. You're to play the harp. We will teach you to play and we'll bring this special music and you'll become a professional harpist. You'll become very famous. And, you know, I was like, wow, it was such a big vision. I thought, I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I thought, are you sure you got the right person? I mean, I'm not really even a musician, you know? And they said, no, it's going to be fine. They said, you have a really good ear for music, and your heart is pure, you have a good ear, and this is perfect, you know? And I said, oh, couldn't I have a guitar? And they said, no. There's a million guitar players, but you will
Not
be the
artists,
only
no.
one, channeling the angel's music through the harp. And I just thought that was really far out, But then, and I didn't know if I was making this up or fantasizing it or creating this whole thing out of some sort of need to do something, creating this fantasy. But no, the angels, they reassured me by creating what I call magical synchronicities to let me know that this was really happening. And I kept this very close to myself. I didn't really share with a lot of people what was happening. And
the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Dec, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
My name's Charlie Morley, and I'm a lucid dreaming teacher. I'll be appearing on The Healing Power of Your Dreams on UK Health Radio in the new year. So if you have any questions about lucid dreaming, dreams, or how nightmares can be used to heal rather than hinder, please tune in, listen, and ask your questions.
Here's how the angels work, Teresa. Like, I was living in my Volkswagen van at the time. This one night, I camped out in my tent, way out in the middle of nowhere, out in the canyons in the forest. And when I woke up in the morning sun, I unzipped my tent and I was kind of on a sandy land there. And I stepped out in my bare feet in the morning sun. I was yawning and stretching. And then I looked down at my feet and there was something shining in the sand, kind of buried, and I reached down and I picked up, it was a little sterling silver pendant of a cherub angel,
No.
with a bow and arrow
So.
in the sand, not on a necklace, just a little pendant, very tiny. I still have it. I've had it for 30 years. And that was just how these angels work. I mean, here I am in the middle of nowhere out in the forest, and I find a cherub angel pendant right at my front door of my tent in the morning sunlight.
What are the
And I
odds?
was pondering if this was real or not. And that's just how they reassured me. Things like that, many instances like that would happen. They're just amazing how these angels can create, magic and synchronicity and miracles in your life. So,
And
yeah. So
all they
what
require is your openness and belief to it. That's what they require. And if people are listening, saying, "Well, it doesn't happen to me," it's kind of like, as you said,
Right. Well,
surrendering
you
back
know,
to yourself.
there's that saying, many are called, but very few heed the call, So, once I made this connection with them and we realized that we could communicate, they were so happy about that. They got so excited because they told me, they said it's very rare for the angels to make contact with a mortal human, and have that direct communication. So they were very, very excited about that they had made contact. And apparently this was my destiny. They had been waiting a long time for this moment, and I succeeded in my mission to make contact. It's kind of like a Navy SEAL going into a foreign country and, undercover and, making contact with something like that. That's what it was like. I was like a secret agent of the angels, and they made contact with me, and my destiny moment happened, and then everything unfolded from there. It was so amazing how these angels brought everything into manifestation for me. And I'll just really quickly, I decided that I would work with them, that I would play the harp. And then within a week, I met somebody here in Sedona, a woman who was a harpist. I met her at the market, and we started talking, and I said, "Well, I'm feeling drawn to the harp." And she said, "Well, I happen to have a little harp at my house for sale. Come over and try it." And I could hear my angels telling me, "Yeah, yes, this is it, this is it." It was all arranged, you know? So I went and I tried this little harp, and sure enough, it was beautiful. So I bought it and had a little carrying case, and then I took it in my van, and then I would walk out into the forest with my little harp and find a special isolated place out in the middle of nowhere and take out my little harp and just start strumming it, putting my fingers, just strumming the strings. And then all of a sudden this energy would come over, and it was like my hands would begin to move on the strings by themselves. It was this is how the channeling started in the beginning. There was an energy, and I later learned there was one angel in particular that would kind of hover over me and send energetic impulses that my nervous system would pick up. And, they just kept telling me, trust, surrender, and let go. So I would just completely relax, and then my hands would just become animated on the strings when I just started playing, like I knew what I was doing. And it was so intense, Teresa. Like my eyes would start to tear, and my hands would be shaking, and I would just be dripping in sweat because the energy was so intense, such high frequency, such fiery energy. But this beautiful sound started to emerge, and that's how they taught me how to play.
Wow. And that's what your listeners say when they hear about your music as well. Because when I read reviews and hear people talk about you, what you're describing is what your listeners feel. They feel that electric rush, that sense of something sublime, not sure what it is, whatever it is, you have the ability to channel it in your music. And if you're wondering, everyone, are we going to hear Peter play? He has very kindly offered to play at the end of this interview. So just
Sure.
hang in there, and maybe you can feel what I'm you can listen to what I'm trying to describe here. I've been aware of Peter for quite a while. Obviously, he's very well known in New Age circles. Maybe not so much outside that, but maybe this interview will play a part in that. Because the kind of healing that Peter brings is for the soul healing. That's what this
Yes.
music is. But of course, it is a show about the healing power of dreams. And I always think that music and dreams are so similar because they are emotion and they say so much in such a different language. But have you, as well as angels, received music or messages or guidance through your dreams? And how do you interpret and work with dream imagery in your work and spiritual practice?
Yes, well, this whole story that I've been sharing with you, it unfolded like a dream. And here in the desert Southwest with the Native Americans, and some of my world travels, a lot of the indigenous people of the world, they speak of what they call the dream time. The dream time, it's like a state of awareness. And so it's always been my endeavor when I came here in those days to enter into a dreamtime state. And what does that mean? For me, it's kind of like and like even the Mayans, they say, well, they speak about being awake in the dream. So for me, it was like I was living kind of in a dreamscape, because Sedona, the landscape here, looks like a dreamscape.
Oh,
And
it's
so
beautiful.
I immersed myself in this dreamscape environment here, and that facilitated me going into a different level of awareness, which was like very dreamy. And that's why I didn't know if I was dreaming this or if it was really happening. And then, when I would dream at night, this whole experience would carry over into my nighttime dream time. And it was just like a continuum. Like in the waking day, I was having this mystical experience with the angels. Then, when I would lay my head down and enter into the dream world at night, it would just continue on. And then they would be there for me when I was dreaming. And what's also fascinating about this is that, later on, when I made my first albums some years ago, I connected with a PhD neurologist down at the University of Arizona who was studying music and the effects on the brain with brainwave states. And so they tested my music. They got some of my CDs and they started testing my music with test subjects, playing my music for people hooked up with electrodes all over their brain. And what they reported to me, they gave me the brain scans, but they showed me that within minutes of people listening to my music, they entrained to a theta state. And so that was fascinating because, theta is known as the twilight state, and it's associated with like lucid dreaming and also enhanced creativity and inspiration
It's
and
that
visions
period
like
when you
that.
just wake up in the morning, you go through,
Yeah.
and just before you fall asleep at night as well.
Yeah, it's like that state. Most of us don't spend much time in theta. It's kind of as we're laying in bed in the morning, we're kind of in and out of dreams like that. That's the lucid dreaming state. And my music creates this kind of state of awareness with people. I have many people report to me when they listen to my music, it creates like a dream state awareness for them. That's why a lot of creative people love using my music, like writers and painters, and they play it when they're in the art studio or when they're writing, and it just enhances their creativity. And so I have many, many letters. If people go to my website, harpmagic.com, I have a page on there called Letters and Comments from people all over the world who have reported these mystical experiences while listening to my music. This music really does open a dimension, a doorway into another dimension that's full of love and light with the angels. And I do just want to touch, I just want to say briefly that, I don't worship angels. I don't worship them. I work with them. They're here as helpers to me. And some people think, oh, you shouldn't connect with angels. You should just go for instance, Jesus. He's the highest. Don't pay any attention to the angels, right? A lot of the Christians will say that, but for me, no, these angels are real, and I believe they're here to help. They're part of the heavenly assistance team for all of us to live our highest life, our highest potential. I really, for me, and what the angels have told us is that, we all have angels around us, at least one guardian angel. We all know that. We have a guardian angel. And the angels have communicated to me that their mission with us is to get us on the right path so we can fulfill our soul's highest destiny in this life. And they're here to help, So if you
Just
if
a lot of
for
us
people.
lose faith in our better angels, don't we? And
Yeah.
that's where your music can come in, because people have written to me to say listening to Peter's music, as I've featured it before, it helps them reconnect with that part of themselves or around themselves that is joyful,
Yeah.
loving, and compassionate. And it's not always easy to do that when your life's tough, is it? And
Right.
that's why your music comes in, because it kind of like opens that channel again of belief if you're
Yeah.
feeling a bit low. Sorry, I'm just in saying what people have written to me about you,
Yeah.
Pete, and about your music, not you, your music, because you're very humble. You say you're just an instrument for it, really.
Well, I've received many letters from people too, Teresa, who were struggling with mental illness and depression. And because the music carries the frequency of divine love and oneness, that when you listen to it, within a few minutes, your nervous system begins to resonate with the frequencies coming from the harp and the angelic voices in my music. And it's just so soothing to the soul. And so it can really quiet down the chatter and the static of all the nervous energy in our nervous system that can really throw people off. A lot of people feel disconnected from a higher power now. And this music is really a tool for us to reconnect because it does have that unified field of divine love in it. So if you just, I invite your listeners to just come to my website and just have a listen and take a few moments. And I have all the links to my streaming platforms there so you can sample it. But just even the samples, just sit back and just receive it And feel the presence that comes through. It really is a musical blessing from heaven. And it's been, over 30 years now, actually, that I've been doing this. And my latest album is called Heaven Sent. And
Beautiful.
it's a very healing record. I want to direct your listeners to check out Heaven Sent. And it really came through as a gift. This was like a channeled record. I would just say that when this music came through, I was going through a challenging time in my life. This was last year. And, I was having some emotional stuff, some life challenges, some personal relationships. And so the angel said, just go to your harp and play what you're feeling. So I just followed their guidance and I went to my recording studio and I just set up the microphones and just started playing as a way just to heal and soothe my own heart. And this beautiful sound came through for this record that's very healing. And I really feel the presence of like Divine Mother through this music. And she's on the cover of the album, Heaven Sent. So her presence is there. So if any of your listeners are going through a challenging time, they feel disconnected, they have a lot of stress and anxiety, a lot of worry. There's a lot of stress in our world because of world events right now. And so this is a solution for you is just come and take a few minutes and let me play for you and let me and the angels bring some special sounds that can soothe your soul.
Yeah, we often talk about self-love and self-care, and a lot of people don't know where to start with that. Well, you can start by gifting yourself some, treating yourself to some heaven-sent music.
For
You know, that's a
sure.
very easy way to just say, okay, if for 5 minutes or however long you've got to spare, I'm just gonna tune out of everything, stop worrying. My worries aren't gonna go away, they'll come back. I'm just gonna take time out and I'm going to get some healing love, some healing joy, some healing empathy and compassion through listening
Yes.
to this music, or indeed any music you love, music that gives you goosebumps. But the reason I'm highlighting Peter on this New Year's Eve is because he has devoted his life to this. He is the real deal. He walks his talk. He believes passionately in the loving power of angels. I've known about his work for a long time, as have many people. And many people have found that their journey through life, he doesn't solve the problem. It's not going to solve your problems overnight, but it will help you find that inner strength you need, rise above, see the bigger picture, and hopefully transform your broken heart into art, your pain into purpose. Because that's what we're here to evolve. And for whatever reason, we learn and grow most when we're going through challenging times, but we all need a helping hand sometimes, and that's what Peter's beautiful harp music can do. Going to go talk quickly about the harp. I've just got a couple more questions, Peter. I'm conscious of the time, but you mentioned also why do you think the angels chose the harp? I mean, now you touched on this earlier, that the harp, and that's why I think actually it is heaven sent, because it's so unusual. Because it's not an instrument that is mainstream, is it? It's unusual. And surprising, which for me is always a sign of something sublime. It surprises you. And the harp, talk to me about why you think it's so uniquely suited for energetic healing.
Well, there's a couple of reasons for that, why it has been revered throughout ancient antiquity, the world over. Just the shape of the harp, it looks like a wing. You know, you if people can see the picture behind, see a picture of me here, I've got my harp behind me, and it's like a wing coming off of my back. And I often pose with my harp as a wing. And it embodies sacred geometry. Just the top curve of the harp, it's called the pillar or the harmonic curve. And so the harp really is a manifestation of the divine proportions of the sacred geometry of the universe is in the construction of the harp and the way it is has manifested here for us. And it's so such a simple instrument, it's just a series of strings in a progression. And as I'm playing the harp, I'm not thinking necessarily of chords. When I see it, I see like a grid and patterns that I'm playing. And You know, the universe is mathematical, and the harp has a way of interfacing with the universal geometries of energy and the different dimensions. And it's kind of in a composite of the harp, you know, it's a tool that can give us access through the structure of sound, through the harmonics of the harp. Very unique. When you play the harp, it has these beautiful harmonic overtones begin to ring, and this kind of stairway to heaven of the harmonics, the sound of the harp, the harmonics can stack on top of each other, and it finer and finer, more subtle as the sound goes up. And when you connect with that in your awareness, in your consciousness, it can really transport you into another realm. There's something very magical. You know, Merlin, the great magician of the British Isles, he played the harp. And Pan, you know, Pan of the forest, he had a harp. And so the harp has a way of it's just an enchanting, magical instrument like no other instrument, really. There's something very special about it. And go ahead.
And you said it helps raise our vibration, is what you're saying, and that's why you believe it can help us manifest or co-create with the universe. And if so, how can listeners of UK Health Radio use harp music, your music, more in their spiritual lives? When would you recommend they listen to it? Early morning? Is there a time of day? Is there
Yeah,
a
well,
more con how can they use it more consciously in their spiritual practice?
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
My name's Charlie Morley, and I'm a lucid dreaming teacher. I'll be appearing on The Healing Power of Your Dreams on UK Health Radio in the new year. So if you have any questions about lucid dreaming, dreams, or how nightmares can be used to heal rather than hinder, please tune in, listen, and ask your questions.
Anytime is a good time for the music of the angels, right? So I have had many people tell me that so what the angels told me is this music is like a portal. So you can close your eyes when you listen, and the music will create these really beautiful panoramas in your mind's eye and your imagination. So I suggest to my listeners, just allow your imagination to run wild with this. Just relax and look up into your mind's eye and just see the beautiful pictures and scenes and panoramas and soundscapes that the music creates for you. And then you can really travel that way. But the music also acts as an angel attractor. So when you play my music in your home, it's going to attract God's heavenly angels into your space. And a lot of people will tell me that they'll just play my music all day long at kind of a low volume, and it just creates this energy in the home or in the car. Like if you listen in the car, it will create a sense of divine protection for you. So when you're on the highway, you got angels around your car, you're gonna be safe. Nothing's gonna happen to you. And I also wanted to touch on that this is wonderful music for children. So if you have little ones, playing my music, especially my first album, Heart Magic, and then The Angel's Gift have been very popular with children. And it helps to calm their nervous system, make them feel safe. And especially if you play it at low levels in the room at night, it will protect them from having any nightmares or bad dreams. And it'll bring the angels
Dream
in to protect
catcher,
them. Yeah,
like a
it's like a
dream.
dream catcher. Yeah. And I
And
wanted to mention that this last year, my children's book came out. It's called Peter and the Magic Harp. And so you can find that on Amazon and the Kindle. And it's a magical story for little ones. So if you have some little ones, check out Peter and the Magic Harp.
oh, that's beautiful. I'm so glad you said it as well. Play your heart music at night, but drift off to sleep to it, and it will take you straight to
Yes.
land and.
I tell people that they want to connect with their angels. They have, how do I do it? How do I do it? So here's one of the simplest ways I tell people. At nighttime, okay, just play the music softly at the bedside. And when you're laying in bed and drifting off to a dream, and you're in your dark room, just look out into that dark space in your room with soft eyes as the music is playing. And you may see little sparks of light starting to move across your peripheral vision in the room. And just from your heart, just call your angels, say, angels, come to me. I want to connect with you. And just speak from your heart, because that's the vibration that they resonate with, is love. So if you speak to them and communicate and call them forth from your heart, they're going to hear you. And just ask them to come into your life and to help you with, living your highest life. And I do believe they're here to help us with that, So give it
Thank
a
you,
try, see what happens.
Peter. And I'd love you to play us out for a
I
few
sure
minutes.
will.
And I hope, being New Year's Eve, that this is what the last thing you hear before you go to sleep tonight, and it'll give you the first dream of your new year will be spectacular and set the tone for the year ahead. But Peter, before you play us out, please remind listeners how people can find out more about you. Purchase your books, your CDs, your music, and just basically the best link to connect with you.
Yeah, I invite everybody to come to my angelic portal of magic and mystery, and at harpmagic.com, HARPMAGIC.com. Everything is there, all my music, my books, my art, and all the links to my streaming platforms for my music are there.
Streaming,
So
I said CDs. That really dated me, didn't it?
you
But
can
no,
get
you know what I mean.
CDs
Just
too if you want.
that, yeah, we've moved on. And this music you're about to hear now, find somewhere safe if you're driving or operating machinery. Obviously, don't relax now. Find somewhere safe, close your eyes, and let Peter's magical harp music take you into 2026. With nothing but beautiful dreams and gratitude and love on your mind. Thank you for listening, everyone. And over to you, Peter, and your dreamy, heaven-sent harp music.
Thank you for having me, Teresa, and I wish everybody a wonderful new year. May all your dreams come true. God bless.